Okay, we're holding by the Gimel Amud Beis, two lines above the wide lines. The Gemara had Nemdon accepted that since it says V'chiper ba'adoy uva'ad beisoy, beisoy is beis echod omar rachmona v'loy shnayim, and that's why we had to jump through a bunch of hoops to figure out how he could have a backup wife and not, and at the same time not have the problem of shtei batim. If you're telling me when it says bayis or beisoy is echod veloy shnayim, that's what Rashi says. So therefore, elo, Rashi says it, bedivrei hamaschel. Where do we see the Rashi? Elo me'ato, the second of the second line on top. Kivin da moron le'el beisoy en kan shnayim b'mashma. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's elo me'ato. Frek the Gemara, there's a posik in the Torah that the posik in the Torah by Yibum, the Torah says also, what is that posik? Let's see if they bring it on the site. Ki yeshu achim yachtovu meis echod mehem ubein ein loy loy siye ishes ha meis achutzo lishdor yevomo yovo yoleo velo koloy liisho. That's the posik that is by Yibum. But after that, there's a posik that has to do with chalitza. Vim lo yach b'tzish lakachas yivim divos yivim t'yashor el eskenim. Vom raman yivmi lehokim leochav shem b'yisroel velo yovo yabmi. So where is the other pasuk? So kocho yeyose lo ish asher lo yivnes beis ochiv. Fregdi gemore. So once someone has one bayis echot, veloy mishe, and should be loy mishe yeshloy shnei batim. What does that mean? So it should be shtei yevomeis. So we could close up most of the lamdas in Masechtas Yevamos. What's the lamdas in Masechtas Yevamos? Tzoros. So we're telling me if he had two wives, he should not have the din of Yibum. So Rashi, Shahoya loy shtei noshim loy tisyabim, afila echas mehem, to bayis echod ksiv. Lo yisyabmo. Zokti Gemara name. But since it says two times in the posik, yivimta yivimta riba. Because one, it says in the posik, vim lo yachmo itso ish lo kachas is yivimta, but also yivimta. It could have said, vim lo yachmo itso ish lo kachas is yivimta, but also hashore. Why does the Torah reiterate the word yivimta? It's coming to teach us that what? Don't take the word beisoy as a miyud. So memela, that's what would be the din. Zog di gemore. So now it says v'chiper ba'adoy v'ad beisoy. So what did we learn beisoy? Beisoy, we learned it has to be nesuin. And that's what created part of the shayla before. Maskev l'ravina v'itei merev shchavaye. Ela me'ato, if you tell me it goes after that beisoy, the word beisoy means it's already the second level and it has an nesuin, arusa loy tisyabim. So it should be an arusa is loy tisyabim. And that is not true. That it's not true, and for the Gemara, even though it says bayis means after nesuin, but by yibum there is mitzvah yibum even on arusa, because it says loisia eishes hameis hachutza. What does it mean eishes hameis hachutza? What does it mean loisia eishes hameis leishzar? What does it mean hachutza leishzar? So the Gemara le rabbis. Es arusa, even if somehow it's mashma is mashman adid. Now, pashtus that pasuk is in iser loisiya eishes hameis. Chutzah means it could have just said leish zor. So why does it say, right? So it's unbelievable, the rash and the pasuk. Loisiya eishes hameis. How do the words are? I got to look it up in a chumash. Poshim shot in the pasuk is loisiya eishes hameis hachutza leishzar. She shouldn't go out to somebody else. Now it's almost as if the Gemara is the Arjun pasuk. Loisiya eishes hameis hachutza. What's going on? The eishes hameis. She's not totally in his house yet. The eishes hameis, who is chutza leishzar. It's a play on words. It's almost like a drash in the pasuk. I don't know. It's like just an interesting way of seeing that pasuk.
So darshaning two things from there.
It's not darshaning, right? The other pasuk would be leish zor, the chutzah. Right.
But don't you need it for the pasuk chat?
Yeah.
Nothing's extra in the pasuk, right?
Hachutzah is extra.
Why?
Leyeh leish zor would be sufficient. Leish zor hachutzah, but it's just like an interesting. So the Gemara.
Ah, right. They go both ways. It's going on
mace. Right, it's going on the mace. So the Gemara. Even though she's chutzah.
What's the trouble?
Because she's still bachutz. Okay, it's interesting. Yeah, you can look it up in the pasuk. Siyei Shemei Chutzah is Dvorim Chav Hei Hei. Yeah, it's another taich. They bring it from a Meshech Chochmah, but the Meshech Chochmah says, Ish Zohar is the regular one. HaChutzah, we're going to connect to the Isha. Ishes ames achutza. That's the perik chaf hey, pasik hey. It's obviously not the pasuk pshat and the pasuk.
Yeah, the way the
chop
is achutza
is a flip chutz on the mate. It goes like this: for ames ki yeshu achem yachtov. And Mesechod Mehem, Ubein Ein Loi, Loi Sia, right, she's not married, Loi Sia Eishes Hameis, no, it's good, you could touch it, Fakert, Loi Sia Eishes Hameis, Hachutza, Leishzah. It's just an interesting drash in the Gemara, yeah. Okay, Zog the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, now we're talking about a Kohen Gadol who his wife died. So a Kohen Gadol, usually an Oinin is not allowed to bring a, you're not allowed, there's a Rashi there.
No, the
trap
is very good.
The trap is good, Achutza. It's connected to the Eishes Hameis, Achutza. Yeah, there's a Mokam for that. Okay, so usually an Oinin can't do Avaide. But Mashen came by a Kohen Gadol. Tana Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol, Makriv Oinon. Even though a Kohen had yet, Bishas Haninus Rachmona Litzlon cannot bring it. Because it says in the parasha of the Kohen Gadol, Oviv Uli Imoy Lo Yitame, Umin HaMikdosh Lo Yetze Velo Yichalel Es Mikdosh Eloiko. So it's Exeris HaKosu. It's not Mischalel. So Rashi says, Makriv Oinon, Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinon, Zog Rashi. You see the Rashi? The Rachmon, Ashar Yediksiv Lo, Vivulim, Oilo Yitam, Mene Meklish Lo Yetzoy, Flo Yechan, Lo Vedar, Shina, Lebe, Shchidus, Kotshim, Nezo, Vim, Mene, So, Lo, Zim, Kudus, Zog, Klau, Li, Ezem, Mene, Makriv, Ki, Lo, Yechil, Lo, Vedar, Zog, Bechach, O, Mino, Yalfin, On, Ho, Kohen, Edyet. That's exactly where you learned that a Kohen, Edyet is not. But, Ve'enoi, Oichol, he's only allowed to do the avodah, but he's ain't oichol. Zog Rashi, shelo yehutre kan el avodah, vekotchem asurim lo inon. Kal v'choymer mimaisa akal, shomar toiro, shomar toiro lechal teboini mimeni. I know Rashi needs to bring the source, but we're saying even the Kohen Gadol, is lavoid v'lechol. Zog de Gemore, my, what does it say? Kohen Gadol is kol hayoyim. What does it mean, kol hayoyim? What does it mean, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, kol hayoyim? My kol hayoyim, amarov eloi nitzrecho elo. Not only if he's there could he be makriv that of mitzvah to the Beis HaMikdash to do it. Zok Rashi mitzvah shehaviu lemikdash lavagoyim kedei. I don't know if Rashi says this. Lefachech tzaroi kol hayoyim. We're gonna have to see that where Rashi gets it. Even though the Pashtus HaPosik says, Umin HaMikdosh Lo Yetze, that's Lav Davke. And therefore, there would be a din. So there's a mitzvah Lav Yoy, because Rashi is going to learn it out from the Cheshbin HaGemore. Omalei Abaye, Hashtol Rebbe Yehuda Afuke Mafkin Olei, even Moitzien Koyen Edyet. We know from a different place that Reb Yehuda holds a Kohen Edyet, you stop him in the middle of the Avodah. How do we know? The Tanya, Hoya, with a Kohen Edyet, was Oymer, Omar, Gabi, Amis, Beir, Omeis, Loimes, Mani, Achav, Idose, Vyoitze, Divrei, Reb Yehuda, Beis, Yoyme, Yigmar. So now you're telling me that on the Kohen Edyet, he's very strict to stop him. Vat Amrit, and when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, my sin, Olemi, Toich, Beisai. So that means, according, right?
Why is
this
right? Kohen Gadol.
Yeah. What's the Kal Vachomer? Right. We're gonna see. Yeah. So that's why your kasha is a very good kasha. We're gonna see it in a second. But I'll call upon him according to Rashi. Rashi's learning that. How does he know that it's a mitzvah to bring in? Because the Das Tanakama, not like Rebbe Yossi. It's a gewaldig, just push it, Cheshbin Gemara. According to the not Reb Yehuda, the Kohen Edyet could finish his Avodah. Right. So that means the Kohen Gadol is something more than the Kohen Edyet. So, of course, he could come from the bias. If the Kohen Edyet could finish, so the Kohen Gadol is better than the Kohen Edyet. So then Rashi held that you could bring him. Al Korchoch, you have to learn, it's a mitzvah. That's what some of the cheshbon of Rashi. Oh, now it's like the Gemara, my seemingly. Elam Arova, my kol ayoi. It can't be that you bring him mitoich beise, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Eima loima sheina oivit kol ayoi. Gzeira shema yoicha. So who's that going? That Midrabon on the Tanakama is not allowed to. But Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's mamish. It's a way to learn the Gemara. Tell me how you learned the Gemara. And the Gemara, Elamahove, what did Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. Oinin kol hayoyim. We don't allow him, we make a gzeira. Kol hayoyim, he's an oinin. The Gemara is mapach pshat in the kol hayoyim. Before we learned Rabbi Yehuda was a mekel. Kol hayoyim, he could do ravoida. Now the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yehuda holds, kol hayoyim, he cannot do it.
Can he?
I don't know, he can't do it. Kol hayoyim. It's midrabonon, gzeira. A balayla, maybe. Like Ozzy Yahalavoid.
That's everybody, no? Is that everybody?
Rashi says, but the Ramaschal Gzeira. Let's see the Rashi. The second Rashi on the top. Kol hayoyim osur b'achilas kotshim min ha-Torah. Because eating is always osur. Aval ba'aninas ha-layla mishenig ma'meis b'yoyim eina midivrei Torah the following night el midivrei Sofer. The Gemara is going to ask us theater. Okay, we're going to come to that. So till here, we're learning the Gemara like Rashi. When the Gemara brought this brisa, hoya oimiru makrav al gabe amizbeya for shomash amesloy mes, maniach avaydosa viyotze is going on a koyan hedjit. And Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Yigmar, that he could finish. So you're saying over here, Rabbi Yehuda should be the Mekel by Kohen Gadol. Somehow the Gemara held, that's a stira. If you look at the Rash Tosfos, Divrei HaMaschil, Hoya Oimer Uman Omid Beis, Hoya Oimer Umak V'shomash HaMeis Loi Meis, Rashi Pirish Bekoyen Hedyet Ayri, V'dochach Atzmai Lefarish Lefi Zeh. Where's the Rashi Docha Katzmai?
It makes more sense to say so much.
Yeah, I don't see where Rashi Docha Kepes. Rashi Bedivra Amaschol, Bekoyin Hedyet, Hashtar Rebbe Yehuda, Afuke Mafkinon Leila Hedyet, Afilo Hiskol Ba'aveda, Alma Rebbe Yehuda Ba'akroves Aninus Lechumra, V'Rabonon Lekula, V'Docha Katzmai Lefarish. Lefize. I don't know. This Kal V'Chaymer. Tosis is really asking your kasha, the Kal V'Chaymer. The leaner that this Bryce is Bekoyin Gadol Ayri. Aval gav the Koyin Gadol Makrivoin and Hani Mili Midaraisa. Aval Midarabon and Sri Rabbi Yudam and Yechavoid of Yoitze. The Alta Tamado Maskinon Gzeiro. Shema Yoichal Alma Avagav the Gamma 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 Im kein Bryce Nami Ikala Maymar Mei Koro the Bukoin Gorla Midrabon Voilakar Mashmoya Magrib. So Tosis learns that the Gemara that Bryce is going by Koin Gorl, so it's a straight stira. It's not oh Hashtal Reb Yehuda Afkino Mafkinale. It sounds like Rashi, but according to Tosis, Tosis learns that Bryce that it would be talking about Koin Gorl.
Rashi's saying the whole kasha is that the
shitas
are switched, meaning that...
Right, now we have to switch it, yes. So mele...
You never have such a kasha, kind of kasha like that.
Yeah. So now Zog the Gemara, Omale Revad, we'll come back to Cheshbon after Gemara. Omale, on top of Omid Aleph, Omale Revad, about Hava L'Rove, Umi Goza Reb Yehuda, the Asur Akoyin Godel Oinin, because of Shema Yoichal... Fortnan, listen to this Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Afi Shacheres Masakinon Lei Shema Tomus Ishtoi. And it's Mavuya from him, Imaise Ishtoi.
The fact that Rashi says it twice.
And he's an Oinin.
Rashi knew twice Pshat, and he still said twice. He showed
Lehedjut
twice.
Koyin Hedjut.
Then the next Rashi is Koyin
Hedjut. Right. Like goes our Reb Yehuda, Shema Yoichal. Held him most kasha. If you are telling me, according to Reb Yehuda, that there's a gzeira derabbanan on a kohen gadol, and that's the kol hayoyim, aye. In our Mishnah, his wife dies, and we have another one, and he continues. How could he do the avoda on Yom Kippur? Shema Yoichal. So the Gemara gives the perfect teretz. Amale hachi hashno. Awesome. Kivin the Yom Kippurim hu. The kula amaloi kachli. Hu nami lo asilamechal. He has a block to eat because it's Yom Kippur. So he won't even eat the kachim either. Hoche de kula almochli. Hu da asilamechlei. How you state in the Gemara? The Gemara asks our Mishnah. It says that we put a second wife, that in case his first wife dies, he should continue Ravida. Because they should have a chippah about the Vad Besai. If his wife dies, he becomes an oinah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Mid Rabbanon, he's not allowed to do it. It's our Mishnah is connected to Gzeira.
He has to eat.
No, he might come to eat. He might come to eat. So the Gemara name. Because over here is Yom Kippur.
Right.
So first of all, I just want to say on this Gemara, before, there's a famous Sefer, an interesting Sefer of David Cohen, Shlita, which is called Hataz HaYadua. What's the Taz HaYadua?
Right, it's Beferish.
Taz, when the Torah says Beferish, you're allowed to do something, the Chachamim don't have a power to answer it. One of his things is, why, when the Torah says, everyone says, why don't you say Shema Yavirenu Dalaramas Bishusarabim on Mila? Just like he said on Lula. Because the Torah says Beferish, when it's Rosh, you make a Mila on Shabbos. So the Chachamim can't answer it. The Torah doesn't say Beferish, you take a Lula on Shabbos. It's power of it. I don't know, it doesn't say it. But you understand that it is. But if the Torah has verbiage that it's such a din, and this is the Taz is in a few places in Shulchan Aruch, Yairadeya Simin Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Katna. And here we learned out from the Posik, Umin Amigdosh Lo Yetze. That he's doing Avoida. We darshan he's doing Avoida. So how could you come and say Midrabon and he can't do the Avoida? There's a Kasha that's asked by many Mefarshim. So he's going to have to maybe have to say Terutzim. Yeah, okay. It's just a good kasha.
No,
Yom HaRishon. So there's no Chil Shabbos. So Yom HaRishon means only Yom HaRishon. But when the Torah says, by Yom HaRishon Yimoyel Afilu B'Shabbos, so maybe such a thing, but there's many, many different variations, many different roots. So therefore, what we do is over here, we have this Kohen Gadol Achar, so we do it. Ah, he can't. And with the Gemara, so according to Frank the Gemara, the Kushus HaGemara is because of Isser Achila. What's the Gemara's Havamina? It sounds like such an interesting shakal v'talya. That on Yom Kippur you would make a Gzeir Hashem Yeichal. Buzz? No, it would almost be like, and first of all, what would he eat? That's Tamazayis. It's mostly oilois and even the chatos, it's in that. Maybe because he's an oinen, he would think he's potter from Yom Kippur. Even though that would be very lumdish, that would be hard to say pshat. Yeah. And also there's another question, how could you compare? Here it's a Kohen Gadol, it's only kosher al yedei Kohen Gadol. The place where we stop the Kohen Gadol from doing it of a gzeira is because he's not here, we separated him 7 days, we haven't think it has to be al yodai. So the Chachomim are going to stand against this Kohen Gadol. It's very hard. That's the cheshek shalai meis the kash. So meila zog the gemara does. Now Rav Ada Bar Ava. So there's a chal of din aninus al kohen gadol megum kippurim. V'chi haigavna michayel leo aninus. But mega orsha. The gemara is a very cheshek shalai meis the kash. We just got finished learning earlier that there was a whole technicality that he gave his first wife a get, that if she dies, the get is a get. So come down at the time she died, she wasn't his wife. Says El Nish Kenenin. Yerig Mos Kasher, Rabbi Yama. Michael Oleaninus, Vamigarsha. Zog the Gemara, almost a psychological Gemara. Nihi daninus loichayel. In Lumbus, it's not his wife. Atrude loy mitred. In reality, it is his wife. So he has Ogdrashi, because it's his wife. It's a shtikl teire that we made. So Ogdrashi, right before the Mishnah. Uvekotchim be'inon simcha ugedula. When you have, the tam that aninus, the Gemara is going into tam of the craw. Why is aninus not possible? Diksiv lechonis atiyam lemoshka keder shamalochim oichlin. You have to eat it with a fire, with a gishmar. And so that issa would still have it. It rute miloy mitred.
He's not eating,
but we have the gzeira of eating, whatever it would be. So memela. Frek the Toises Yishoni. It ruhe loy mitret. You look on the side. Pirish bekuntris. Anan lamosh gulgul kadar sham lochem oichlin bina. Pirish. Vchi agavna michayel leoninus vafil avi kul alma. Ogo oi shayach lemigdu shem yechol. To lo esko hai drosh el gai gavna el ein oichlin el atzli yivachadl. Void el meato. De tovoi svinosi biyom. Hochinami. Vochi porch bebrochis al krishma voi de talmuda hoile lefrushe etame. Kiven da akati lai bagav shmaisev chi agavna michayu leaninus. Gav yo lamokso. So kte evol ogo lishar lemigdu doi mishani yitzute milaitin. Fisho legir shel al tanai ulitzer osho mitztayir al kach. Hil gav yishar lemigdu. He doesn't really give a teretz, yeah. It should be the same. It should be that same deen.
He said that's not a. So she says he's not a real loan, and that's. And he, note that the Shlom Melech also says.
Yeah. It comes Machmas Hamisa. Lemais, it is. Right, okay. So I just wanted to, as a pilpul ba'alma, I wanted to connect something here to this. There's a Gemara in Chulin when we learn Chulin. The Gemara wants to know how you could eat eggs. L'chayra, eggs seem to be a yoytze min hachai. It's coming out from a live animal, a live bird. So therefore, it should be like a piece of eva min hachai. So it's yoytze min hachai. So on milk, there's a special, heter. The Gemara learns out from Sukkot. But how can you, so the Gemara says, since it says in Parsha Shmini, one of the not kosher birds is a bas hayaano. What's a bas hayano? An ostrich. So Frank the Gemara, v'chi yesh bas liyano. Is there a daughter to a ostrich? Hello, my, it's coming to be marba. It's a question I'll learn the Gemara, but this is how many we shouldn't learn anymore. Bas hayano is coming to aser the egg of a ostrich, is the bas of the yano. V'chi yesh bas liyano. It's coming to teach us that it's coming to be marbo eggs. So either eggs are usher on a not kosher bird, and they're kosher on a kosher bird. Frek the Ramban asks, Chiesh bas liana, ostriches have females. If not, they would become extinct. So what is the din of a chiesh bas liana? So the Ramban and Toisvis, that a mammal has children, offspring. A bird has eggs, and then the eggs have chicks. In Cain. So it's not a bas. By a bird, it's not called an offspring. It's called an egg, and the egg has the offspring. Fake the Gemara v'chiyesh bas. Is there a bas to a bird? Elamai, it's a drosha to be about eggs. It's an extra word in the Torah. Atkan. So that means the Gemara is learning up. Eggs, birds don't have offsprings. Birds only have eggs. Well, where's the pasuk in the Torah that seems to stand as a contradiction? By shiluach hakein. It says that the mother bird is sitting on a beitzim or al haboni. So it seems clear that the chicks that are already laid, that already came out of the eggs, are called bunny. If they're called bunny, you see a stira. So I once saw Pesach in a safe. I think it's from Reb Simcha Shustel and others that. Here in Lumdis, it's not a bunim. In Lumdis, it's not a bunim. But in fact of emotions, which is Pasha Shiluch HaKein, it's bunim. That means when the Torah is talking about it in the context of Shiluch HaKein, it's bunim. In the Lumdis, it's not bunim. That's the pshat in this Gemara. In Lumdis, the Tanai made her not his wife.
Right.
But it is his wife. So that answers the Tosfos Shonim's kasha. Atkan. Okay. Zog di Gemore. The Mishnah. Kol Shivas Hayomim. I can look in the back of the Gemara in case to see if somebody asks any of these questions on the says this Teres on Tosfos Shonim. Oh. So the Mishnah Melech, that's what you were saying. I just want to bring V'lagazer Reb Yehuda Shema Toichal. I just want to speak out things that are just. I just want to see this. For Tanan, let's go back on that Gemara. For Tanan, Reb Yehuda, Ma'afi Shachez B'Zak Mele Shema Thomas Ishtoi. Okay, let's see this. Tamogen Avram in Simin Tofresh Yud Beis Sif Cotton Vav brings. Are you allowed to touch food on Yom Kippur? Or you might come to eat it. Like chametz on Pesach, that they will go there. So the Moreh Avraham says, since nobody's allowed to eat, Kol Yisrael. So I don't know what the Moreh Avraham means yet. What would be the din? So the Moreh Avraham, he has a raya from our sugya. Why lo yaser b'yudal kohen god alav yom kippurim? It should be. Shall I go to home? If you can't touch it, so there's a whole Morgan Avram about it. Okay. So let's just see this part. There's a whole Morgan Avram about this, about touching food, and he brings a raya, a true day. Yeah. And nobody says my I think it's a new word that I'm saying here on the Gemara. Okay, so the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to go off on a little bit of a tangent on the Mishnah, but it's Geshmaki Gemara. So the Gemara, Kol Shivas Hayomim, all 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is Mufrish, right, we said he's Mufrish all 7 days, like we learned in the Mishnah, who the Kohen Gadol is Zoyrik es Hadom, even though you don't need to be a Kohen Gadol for the regular daily work in the Beis HaMikdash. U'makderes haktoires, every day, okay, chetzye b'sharches, chetzye ben amayim, u'meitiv es haneirois, he prepares and he lights the menorah, u'makrev es haroish v'es haregel, every carbon tomid, he does. Now the reason he does it, he should get into the groove of avoid. U'shar kol hayomim, let's say not these 7 days, if the Kohen Gadol is there, im ratzel la'akriv makriv, she'kohen Gadol makriv chelek b'roish, he's always number one, he has the tshuva, v'noytel chelek b'roish, and he's allowed to take the part that he needs. Right? Zog di gemore, zog di gemore, azu shteit in di gemore, man tano. Who is this Tano? That is days before Yom Kippur, he's over in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Chista, the loike Rabbi Akiva. If it goes like Rabbi Akiva, Omar, Tor Shenof Lo Lov Hazo, Timatoi. Ve'echi Oved Avoide. Now, let's, in order to understand this, we're going to get... We have to connect what we learned earlier on Daf Ches. Every day of the 7 days, we were mazonim the offer and the mechatos of the Pora Aduma. Well, Pora Aduma is a very interesting din. If you're mazeh on a tohor, you become tomei. If you're mazeh on a tomei, you become tohor. So now the Kohen Gadol, every day of the 7 days, we were mazonim. Same Cain. If you mazonim, he can't do avoide because he becomes tamei. Now, let's first just preface. When do you become tahor after the Parah Aduma is on you? The next morning, just a regular tefillah. You don't become tamei a 7 day tumah. It's a sidebar tumah of tumas one day. So now, but if I'm mazon on him, he can't do work that day. So therefore, that's the question, right? Right. So I love the kasha of the Achoyne. If you're Tomei, the Hazor doesn't make you Tomei. Right. I don't know if you could learn it. It's a Chiyuva Min HaToira that were maz on him. The Gemara even wanted to learn it out from the Yemei Amaluim. No, we're scared he's Tomei. So we're maz on him because of that, which the Torah says, you have to make sure that he's Tohar. So it's almost the Torah is telling us, Sveike d'oraisa l'chumra, you have to be maz on him. Okay. So why does he become Tomei?
He's a Darabana, no?
It's no, let's say even if it's a d'oraisa.
No, I'm saying...
So you have to say, no, that that a suffix, if he needs it, and you're doing it misuffix, you become tomei. It's a chiddush. You could have argued and said, since I'm obligated to be mazon him, else the suffix, because of the suffix, due to the suffix, so you would not become tomei. Right? Okay. But still that you are. Zog di gemore, gewaldig in der Welt, de tanje, wie sagt Torah Tomei, de sa doraisa di gedin. Ala Tomei, Tor, ala Toe, Tomei, is mevuyer, it's a posik, divra baki, chamoimrim, ein advorim, alolu amurim, elo bedvorim, amekablim tumeh. But if you put on a person, it's not called Ahazol. So the Gemara, my first Gemara has to be Masber. Where were Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim talking about? A very interesting memra in the Gemara. My he, Kedetnan, it's a Mishnah in Poreh. Nischaven la'azo yisal ha-behemeh. Why in the world? Now, why in the world would somebody be wasting mechatos on a behemoth? So the Mefarshim down the Mishnah tell us there were Amaratzim in the Beis HaMikdash too. And they thought that a behemoth could become Tomei Mes. So they were being mazeh on a behemoth. And then what happened was, as he spritzed it, it ended up being muzal adam. Im yesh be'ezov yishne on the adam. That means that hazor on the adam was not metayeh him, because hazor needs kavona. And what he was being mazeh on the behemoth was not a shem hazor. So what was it? It was tam a spritzerai. But it's doesn't pass, but if nischaven lahazaz al adam, he's ala behemet. Im yesh beiz of lo yishna. Now let me explain. This is such a gishmak a mishnah. When your mazer, so what comes out? Im nischaven lahazaz al adam. He can't do it. He has to put back and get more water of the mechatos. Because the mayim that was in the ezoiv was nifsalu, because he was being mazeh on a behemoth. So what would be the first part? If you make a hazor, listen carefully, a hazor, even if it ends up being a false hazor, does not passel the water that's left in the spritzer. Because what passels the water that's in the spritzer? Melocha. Mechatas has to be exclusive for spritzing. If I go and use the water for something else, for a shower, that water becomes passel. When I took this and spritzed it towards an animal and it hit a person, you were thinking animal, which is really a malacha because it's cooked, it's not good. But ultimately it hit a person. So it was a hazor with a psul. A hazor with no, that's no problem. So just hit him again, hit, make the hazor. But if I was aiming towards on a person, and it ended up inadvertently hitting an animal, it ends up being a malacha and not a hazor. Okay, we have to see that. So therefore, so it says in the braisa. Oh, we have to see that. So therefore, we learned this from a pasuk, al hatame. Rabbi Akiva didn't learn that way. Rabbi Akiva learned that this is what the chachamim learned out from the posik v'hiza ator al atome. Rabbi Akiva learned v'hiza ator al atome the other way. My time at the Rabbi Akiva, nichtev rachmona v'hiza ator alov, umay al atome shma mino, v'rabonon, l'dvar ma'amakam mazatuma, v'Rabbi Akiva, haynu domar, amalti echkema v'hirachoy kamimeni. This is the whole halacha of that din. So now, so Gemara v'chimazot Torvoksiv. We'll go through. Look, he was regarding. Elomai, As also Yashir. I feel man the Amar. One second, I just have to read it. Hey, Yashir. Amar feel Tamer Ravakive. Oh. Let's just turn to Amid Beis. We're going to go back into the whole Gemara. So let's just get, what is the question on Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is this man, the Omar, who believes that if you're mazeh on a Tomeh, on a Tor, it becomes Tomeh. If you're mazeh on a Tor, it becomes Tor. So how could avoid the do the Kohen Gadol every single day? Ah, it's not good, because every single, it's a contradiction. Here we say to be mazeh on him every day, and there we say the other way. And for the Gemara, the last line on the top of Amid Beis. So the Gemara, afilu teimer Reb Akiva. The Ovid avoyde kule yeme, ulepanye.
Oh, that's me.
At night. That means in the evening, right before Shkia. Mazu aleo v'tovul v'ovid erev shemesh. So memelo, that's why it will be good. Look, after all these things.
Because they do have the
Tavish Abayin. Right. So therefore, someone will say, what was the Gemara thinking about? Yeah. It's such a simple teretz. No. So it says almost, because by Miluim, when it says they were Maz every day, it says Baboiker. So we don't look for technicalities. We look for, it's a limud. And since it's a limud, that would be that din. It happens to be that the Bekim Eger Muchitzach with this halacha. It's all about every chapter. So the Chubas of Bekim Eger. One of the 7 days is Shabbos. So you're not allowed to be this Exeru Midrabanon that we don't do Hazos Paradum on Shabbos, like the good old fashion of either Shema Yavirena Adal Ramas Pishas Arabim, or because it's a Mesak and Gavra. So therefore, it's not called, so Rav Chistel, the Tam of the Shah, Hashem, Yaviren, B'shus HaRabim, is Kaya. So therefore, there's a din. So B'Shabbos Shebetoich Yimei HaPrisha, they used to be Mazeh B'Bein HaShmoshes. Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila. So therefore, it would be good somehow. So therefore, Shel Gen Yisrael, there's no din of Shema Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Pishus Arabim. So it's a very important Rebbe Kivega. Cheluk Bei Simikuf Yudalit. Kivega has as Psacheshbin, they would be Mazah Bebein Hashmoshes.
It's a side thing, so nothing to do with this.
No, this. Why can't you? Why didn't Rav Chista hold of Abayi's Teretz? Why didn't Rav Chista hold of Abayi's Teretz? So we'll finish over here. Okay.